But all right, microphone check 1 2 1 2. You already know what that boy Q gonna do. Welcome to another episode of Hold Up and Another Thing, presented by Mixed Vibes Media. Y'all should already know the vibes. Real quick before I start introducing people, let me introduce all the other pods under the brand. Make sure y'all follow the Mixed Vibes podcast. Make sure y'all follow From My Perspective. Me and Dion, you know, we do the sports thing over there. Follow Act Accordingly with Jersey and Big Sam. Distant Convos with KNS. They doing they think over there as well. And, you know, but back to Hold Up Another Thing. You know what I'm saying? We out here on my 99th episode, one before 100. We get that cracking. First, let me introduce the people with me. Red, what up, boy?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
You already know the vibes. Next up, man, the president of Caucasian Relationships. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Stakeford?
Man, you know, another day in paradise. And then you already know my big dog. Hey, Mr. Break Glass himself. What's up, Will?
What's going on with y'all, man? I just happy to be back. I was woke up this morning. I was like, man, I ain't did a podcast in a minute. I think I'm getting rusty.
It's time to get busy. It's time to get to work. Time to get cracking. Like I've been telling people, we're going to get back to the greatest rapper list. But the beef keeps going, so we got to keep talking about the beef. We keep getting held up. So, Red, you weren't here on the last time. Let me get your thoughts on what you think about the Kendrick Lamar verse.
I ain't gonna lie, that beat is hard as fuck. Metro did his thing whipping up the beat. You know, Future did his thing on the song. I fuck with Future's part. Honestly, the first time I heard that verse, I ain't fuck with Kendrick's part at all. I was like, man, this shit weak. Like, this shit is basic. But then, you know, the more I start, you know, I go on Genius, I read the lyrics a little bit, still didn't like it. But then I think after J. Cole came out with his, you know, I went more in depth than what Kendrick said. I kind of rocked with it. You know, he said he came after him directly, referenced a little song that he had, you know. And then there was one line in there, you know what I'm saying, that he had that was hard as fuck. He's talking about the K-9s. Yeah, he said, if all your dogs getting buried, that's a K-fuck with all these nines. You're going to see Pet Cemetery. I was like, boy. My boy is coming in hot with a hot entry, you know. But like I heard people say, that's, you know, it's a little jab. He want them to step out and do their thing, you know, come back with it. You know, so I don't think it's like, it's not like a heavy punch or nothing like that. But it's like, hey, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't going to forget about me.
All right, what you think about Jay? What you think about Cole apologizing after his record?
I fuck with it. I mean, I fuck with it, honestly. I think Cole, one of them dudes, is cool with everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I think in his mind, yeah, I think he still want to prove he the best, but he don't want to prove it by like a traditional beef where like you going back and forth and you belittling somebody, you know what I'm saying? You hitting low blows against somebody. I think you want to do it as far as, all right, us two on the track together, I'ma just have the hardest verse. You know, we both make a song, I'ma have the hardest verse on the song, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like skill and skill-based versus, oh man, you's a bitch, I kill you, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I think that is. I mean, he still be cool with him. Like I said, he probably have a song with Kendrick, maybe, hopefully. Since he did, but I mean, at the same time, though, shit, I got Cole over all of them if he did stay in the beat. I would like to hear Cole eat these niggas up. I'd love to hear that, but
so I just want to, you don't think it was no sucker shit when he apologized?
Nah, there ain't no sucker shit at all, because okay. I think this is Kendrick Drake, Rick Ross Drake, you know, Metro Drake. I think they all trying to come after Drake, so it's like, yeah, I think he should go ahead and get out the way. But at the same time, like I said, I think he trying to be cool with everybody. You know, I feel like, you know, the way I live life, I try to be the same way. So it's like, if you really ain't in it, you really ain't feeling it, then you should bow out. I have no doubts whatsoever, though, that if J. Cole was in it, he wouldn't have no problem keeping up with Kendrick and Drake at all. Like, Cole is still top three, no matter what you say, to this day. His work is solidified. Now, the last thing I'll say is Cole got a nice collective over there. And I would have loved to hear Jid get on the track with Drake. I mean, with J. Cole. You know, maybe Boz or Kaz. But, I mean, he got some shooters over there himself that he could have, you know, went ahead and got to it. But, it's all good. You know, I don't think it's a bitch move or nothing like that. Okay. And honestly,
I respect your opinion. I think you're wrong, but I respect your opinion.
And honestly, think about how many people be wrong nowadays. They give a half-assed apology. They don't stand on business. J. Cole getting up on stage, apologizing, saying what he said, knowing that you got people, you know, that's going, oh, he's a bitch. Oh, man, that's some sucker shit. Whatever, bro. He knew he was going to have to endure that shit, and he still got on stage and did what he did. That takes a lot bigger of a person than somebody just going to hide behind a computer screen and fucking send jabs. Even if you're going to release a diss record, man, it's a diss record, bro. You can't even stand on business on what you're saying, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but I disagree. Will, what you think about the apology?
So last time we did this, we spoke on the diss itself, and we graded it and all that good stuff. And I had high hopes for Cole, man. And then it came out with the apology, and I was like, bro, you just saying, like, in a rap, baby, you send shots, and you really don't care. Like, you don't come back and apologize for your shots. Like, it's just what it is. Like, if we beefing forever after this, oh, well, let it be. You feel me? Like, I ain't apologizing. I'm sorry. I said what I said. You don't like it, then you got a problem with that. Like, you take it up with me. You got something to say, I'm going to come back and say what I got to say again. I ain't really with the apologizer. It did take a big man, though, to stand up on stage and do that. He's bigger than me, though, because I wouldn't even sit on stage and did that shit. Nigga, I ain't apologizing at all, nigga. Like, maybe on some personal shit, you feel me? Like, like, nigga, we hooked up and sat down and talked about the shit. Yeah, all right, my fault, bro, you know, all right, bro, yeah, we go from here or whatever, but nah, I ain't. Nah, bro, because you brought me into it, my nigga. I didn't ask you to bring me into it. I ain't dropping no song before your song, talking about you. Nigga, you brought me into this, nigga. You know I'm part of the alleged big three. And you said, fuck the big three, like I said before. It's like a nigga walk in the room talking about, fuck everybody in this room, I whoop everybody. You ain't gonna be offended? Hell yeah, you're gonna be offended. Because you in the room. So, nah, I ain't apologizing. I'm gonna stand up and say, nah, nigga, fuck you. I wasn't talking to you, bro. Yeah, well, nigga, you said everybody. I'm not saying sorry. I'm saying, yeah, nigga, you said everybody.
Like, you said everybody. You didn't leave nobody out.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. It's hip-hop. That's what we do. Let me give him his credit, like Will did. Give him his credit because it does take a man to get up right and apologize. But I ain't apologizing.
I'm not that man.
You came in my neck. Joe, what you think?
Man, I was disappointed. I was so disappointed that it's like, I'm not going to say that, you know what I'm saying? I'm disappointed that he did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Overall, you know, because a lot of people, you know, eventually end up squashing the beef or whatever, working it out. But I mean, fuck, dude, you like dropped the song and it feels like what? How many days later was it when he was out there doing that apology?
It's like three. It was before the first three
shows. Bro, I'm saying, man, like that fast you issue an apology? Now, come on, man. I'm talking about it's going to take at least 3 years. And you 3 days. You fucking wait. You Amazon Prime that apology. Get the fuck out of here.
That's the day after pill apology.
Dog, I'm saying. Okay, your plan B meant playing bitch in this one.
Yeah, that's what the B stood for. But like I said, maybe he just knew it was something that wasn't necessary.
Yeah, and I feel that, man. Like, I don't know. He's so humble, you know, so down to earth and everything. Like, you look at him and how he carries himself. Like, this is a guy that people see, like, on the subway, like, you know, just fucking playing pickup basketball games, you know. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who wants to carry a beef. He doesn't strike me as
I disagree with that. I disagree with that because Cole said, Cole done got on everybody's song on his features and said, I'm that guy. Y'all don't want it with me. I'm the GOAT. I'm number one. I disagree with him saying that he don't, the saying of he don't want no beef. He is saying he won't beef.
But you could do it without the traditional beef, though. You could get on the track with somebody. You see it all the time where you get on the track with somebody, Lil Wayne getting on the track with whoever and eating that nigga up without fucking, you know, beefing with somebody, you know. So you can still
heard my question, Red, and I'm gonna put it to you like this. You know hip hop. Name a great legendary rapper that hadn't had beef, that didn't go through beef with somebody.
Andre 3000.
It's only two people I can think of. One is Wayne, and one I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't remember Rakim having a beef with nobody.
Andre 3000.
Andre 3000 is in a group. I don't count that.
Nah, that man is legendary regardless. Big boy.
A group. I don't count.
Oh man.
All right. If you want to say them, okay, cool. That's four. But still. Name who? What other greats you know ain't had a beef? Everybody we listed on in the previous pod, and everybody that we gonna list going forward, besides Wayne and Rakim and Andre 3000, had beef with somebody at some point. Am I lying?
Wayne have beef is the name of the game.
Yeah.
So. Like. Beef wasn't even a thing until rap start calling problems with each other beef. Now beef is international. Like everybody know, like you having a problem with somebody, nigga, y'all got beef.
Yeah,
like that wasn't even a thing. So like it's part of rap. It's gonna exist. That's why the ladies are doing it. That's why the next generation is gonna do it. You see, motherfucking Finesse two times and Young Boy. You feel me? They went back and forth before Young Boy got locked back up. So
I gotta study that beef. I
give you the rundown real quick. So Finesse said he liked the nigga's baby mama's photo, but Young Boy said he hopped in an inbox. So Young Boy said he hopped in that nigga's girl's inbox. Well, Finesse girl told him Young Boy hopped in the inbox. And that's what Finesse talked to the Young Boy, like, damn, nigga, you know, you all, you pissed, you hurt, you butt hurt that I liked your girl's photo. And Young Boy was like, nah, nigga, you was in a DM talking about what you could do for her, woo. So that's where they beefed in.
Oh, okay.
But the girl Young Boy talked about ain't his girl. And they said it's like his wife, but it's not really.
It's like my wife. If it's your wife, it's your wife. If not, it's your girl. Okay, cool. Okay. Them black relationships. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So but that's an example that beef is forever going to be in the game. That's always something as little as liking a picture. It's something that didn't exist back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, you know how many niggas would have been beefing if we was beefing over like pictures?
Yeah, it would have been a lot of fights in middle school. Well, let me see, it would have been all types of fights in middle school.
Yeah, you couldn't, nigga. In social media, it would have hurt the game back in the day, but right now they can live with it. They built for it, so
yeah, because you know it got built by generation by generation.
Back in the day, they was killing each other when they beefed. So you would have seen Tupac get murdered live on Facebook.
Bro, you already fucking know. Shit would have been on Instagram.
Bro, ridiculous. People video murders now, and I'm like, bro, what are y'all doing?
Yeah. I don't mind. So I keep it scrolling.
Man, these people's crazy. Back to the, you know, R&B mm-hmm. titles. Back to the beef on Wax. I do think, like I said, give J. Cole his credit, but I do think I don't know if I would have did it, and I know I wouldn't have did it that quick.
Mm-hmm. I
wouldn't have apologized. I would have held that shit for life. It would have been on my tombstone.
I think Kendrick called him and said, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was just talking. I wasn't really coming for you. I was coming for him. You know
what I'm saying? Well, then, all right, my nigga, if we had a gentleman agreement off, you know, like on the phone, like you wasn't coming to me, my nigga, and I wasn't trying to make you feel no type of way, then I go on stage and apologize in public because I want to let him know that it's really dead.
Okay. Okay. Maybe that's why he did it. Okay.
I mean, I wish he ain't say nothing whatsoever. I wish he ain't diss, you know, so he keep that legendary status. He ain't got to have this, you know. I feel like for a lot of rap fans, this is a chink in his armor. But for me personally, hey, fuck it. He's still up there. It don't matter, man. He solidified himself with his work.
I don't know if I'm rushing to a Cole album now. And I know I shouldn't be like that, but I don't know if I'm rushing to a Cole album.
It makes me feel no different about him as a musician. I just feel like maybe, you know, he ain't, maybe it, the tough shit don't necessarily resonate like it did before. But, like, I still respect you as a musician as one of the best.
All right. We're going to, but, you know, that was Cole's part. Cole has exited the beef, so we're going to exit the code out of this conversation. We're going to get to who all this is about. All this beef is about Drake. And we was waiting on Drake to respond, and Drake responded with push-ups. We all heard the record. We also all heard the Ross response. We're going to get into Drake first. Red, what did you think when you heard the Drake response?
I thought that shit was hard as fuck. Motherfucker went in, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with it heavy. There was that little debate that's saying it was AI or whatever. I feel like listening to the track, you can kind of tell it wasn't AI, but apparently they say AI is that good to where you that's would not know. Yeah, you would not know. But I think it was a good little entry to the beef, a good start. You know, he got another club banger on his hands. He got another little hit. So I wish, I mean, I could. I guess I can understand him not putting it on streaming services first. You want to get it refined and everything because the original that came out was kind of rough. But, I mean, this shit about to do numbers for real. Now that it's on streaming platforms, girls going to be twerking tours and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Hey, I fuck with it. I think it's a good he was nasty about talking about AI. He talked about old boy's wife. Got at his wife. Got a little shot right there.
Yeah, but you know what happened last time when he talked about somebody's wife. Pusha came out here and was very disrespectful.
Ah, ate that nigga up. And then Drake came after everybody. Responded to Future. Responded to The Weeknd. Responded to fucking Metro. Told Metro to shut his whole ass up. That shit was hard.
He kind of dismissed Metro. He dismissed Metro as like you don't do nothing, just play some drums. You don't do nothing else. Shut up. It's grown people talking. That's how I took it.
Bro, he did Metro wrong when he did that.
That shit was hard.
That's my cold blood.
Did Metro wrong?
That was cold, dog. Yeah, it just fucking didn't even acknowledge him except to just shut up and go make some drums. Like fuck, dog.
Like you don't even matter.
Yeah,
that's basically it's him telling me you don't even matter. Your contribution is not much. That's what he's saying. Your contribution is not much. You just heard. Go be in the background, make some background noise for everybody else to rap over. As he just dismissed dude. Joe, what you think overall? What do you think overall so about the record,
bro? I'm not even a Drake fan for real, but this motherfucking song is so damn good. And he does it like, it didn't even seem like he was really putting that much effort, you know, into it. And I guess that's what makes it almost seem even better. Like, it just seems like he sat there and listened to everybody else's disses. And he was like, all right, somebody give me a beat. And fucking whoever made the beat, fuck. Perfect beat for a diss. And yeah, he just goes in on it.
And then I love the beat change at the end. He only give you about, you know, to 10 seconds of it.
Yeah.
And let you know, it's like, hey, I got more.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. I can go again. Will, who you think got it worse besides Metro?
Yeah.
besides Richard Will, who you think Drake got the best bar for?
Like you said, like Red said from the jump, man, I listened to it with the half-ass ear because I wasn't sure if it was AI or not. I know the capabilities of AI. I've seen it done in multiple ways to make sound just like the artist and saying about shit you wouldn't even believe. But so I really wasn't sure, but after I listened to it a little bit more, I just accepted it for what it was. And if it was his, because he didn't say it wasn't, then it was good. But I feel like Drake always hits hard on his second diss. So I wait for the second one.
He does. The thing I do want to say this in defense of Drake when it comes to Pusha T. Everybody Pusha T murdered him and buried him, but Drake did come back. He with the Duppy freestyle. That Duppy freestyle would have won most battles. I'm not gonna say most, about 75% of battles. I'm gonna say it's most. He would have won a lot of battles. It's just Pusha T came with hate. That's what Pusha T put hate on the record.
Oh yeah, he ate that nigga up.
He hated that man, but it's personal. It's very personal for Pusha.
Here's the thing about Pusha T. I say to myself, my nigga, you did all that, and your career still didn't reach up.
It's a good point.
So he beat you, nigga, because he's still making mad money. You still just mad.
That's a great point, Pusha T. You beat the biggest star in the game, but you didn't capitalize.
The biggest star in the game and barely hurt his name and reputation.
He still got a lot of respect from that, though. Pusha still, I mean, we talk about him right now. I think Pusha did get his respect that he deserved from that, you know. The guy
So do we make the check out to Pusha T or respect?
I was going to say, respect don't equal dollars. That's the thing. Respect don't equal dollars. Now don't get me wrong, Son of Adonai it gets streamed or whatever, but still, he should have capitalized continuously. His record should have continuously sold after that.
Yeah,
after he dropped that shit, he should have dropped the album, and that shit should have been so fire, and nobody could have ignored it.
I mean, his last album was fire as fuck. I will say that. I forgot which one it was. Ignored it. Yeah.
It didn't get him nowhere. It should get you somewhere. This ain't get, especially for Pusha, because you shooting up. Kendrick's not necessarily I know Drake's the big star, but Kendrick's up right. You get what I'm saying? So he ain't shooting up. So it's not much room for growth for him. Pusha had a lot of room for growth, and he didn't get no growth out of it.
Nothing.
He did bury him with the record. I'm not saying he did. He buried Drake with that record. But it really, I ain't gonna lie, it really was the tick tick when he was talking about 40. That was just, yeah. But we ain't talking about the Pusha record. We're talking about the Drake record. Drake did his thing. Of course, Ross responded. Ross came out with his record. You heard the Ross record.
Mm-hmm.
You and Red was talking about some pre-pod that y'all think about the record. I'm gonna let y'all two speak on that. Y'all go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, personally, like I said before, I mean, I didn't feel like it was a diss until that nigga just started talking. So, nigga, you should just talk on the beat, my nigga. Like, you know, just come out and talk. Fuck it. That was the best part of the song. Fuck we listening to. I mean, hey, he did have a few hot lines, though. I give him credit. You feel me? But he ain't buried that nigga with that shit. He just threw a little sand on his feet.
I think the verse, like you said, the song was good, the verses was good. So we gonna give Ross more credit, acting like it's a bigger thing than it was, because Ross can rap. We acting like Ross can't rap. Well, you know what I'm saying? So that's the expectations. Red, what did you think?
Shoot. I thought it was solid for real. I mean, I think Will said it. Beat was hard. It fit him perfectly. You know, I was reading the comments. It's talking about how luxuriously that Rick Ross fucking dissed this man. I agree, man. And just Rick Ross just got his little vibe, just chilling out. I mean, it was a solid diss, though. He was getting at him. I mean, it said Flo is in copy and paste. Weezy gave you the juice. You know, he has some lines in there that he was going in. You know, he said, I don't give a fuck you DMing my hoe, man. That's not the reason why we beefing. But, I mean, I fuck with it. I wish, the one thing I do wish is I see him going back and forth on Instagram and shit. You know, and Rick Ross straight up called Drake out and was like, nah, bro, I don't want you doing this little shady shit on Instagram. I want you to actually respond in person. But Drake, do a freestyle. But Drake, he ain't even having no videos or nothing. You know, videos of him talking nothing. He just posting little memes, posting little messages. I think he posted a message with his mom talking about, she texted him saying, Rick Ross dissed you and yada, yada, yada. And then he's like, yeah, it's all right. He's broken, whatever. So I'm like, I mean, I'd rather not see it on social media and see it on the goddamn track. You know what I'm saying? Like, on Drake's part, because Drake being a little hoe, that's some hoe shit.
I disagree completely. Why I disagree. Because to me, Ross and Drake, they funnier to me. It's funnier to me on Instagram. I would rather watch them two go back and forth on Instagram than hear them two go back and forth in rap. I think the real reason is I don't really care about Ross and Drake because it's not real. It's not, you know, real beef. I don't even want Future to respond to Drake. Honestly, I don't care. You can respond. You can say, you know what I'm saying? Y'all seen y'all shots. Y'all got personal beef, whatever. Cool. If it's entertaining, it's entertaining. I'm listening to it. I'm going to bop to it. I want her Kendrick. I don't care about nobody else. I want Kendrick to go at Drake, and I want Drake to go at Kendrick. Y'all the staff, y'all the big three. The third of the big three back out, which I'm wondering if he should still be a part of the big three. I think we replace him with Nicki. But that's what I want to hear.
Nah, Drake, we can't replace him with Nicki. Nicki,
hey, you tripping on that.
Bruh, okay.
Nah, we can pick anybody else.
Hear me out, though. Realistically, because we had this conversation on Mixed Vibes. Realistically, who would be if you take Cole out, who's the third member? Because Future was really before they wave. Then the people that came after they wave during that wave was Nicki Minaj, Wiz Khalifa. I think Wiz was a little bit before, but still I say Wiz. Nicki Minaj, Wiz Khalifa, Big Crit for y'all real hip hop, for the deeper hip hop heads, but you know he ain't got the popularity. Wale, Big Sean. Out of those four people, who got the qualifications to be the third member of the big three? If we take Cole out,
only one I say is Wayne. But
Wayne is way before their time. I'm talking about that era of the big three.
When they talk about big three, bro, they making it seem as if they're saying they the big three in rap. So yeah, everybody qualifies, and Wayne is definitely one of those three.
And he's still rapping to this day, dropping fire ass verses.
If we looking at it from that perspective,
like we the big three, you feel me? Like it's us in this game, and then the rest of you niggas. So if that's the case, then if we taking Cole off, then there's a bunch of niggas who qualify.
I'm thinking of. See, that's my problem. I'm thinking of who comes out around that era. I keep saying area. Who comes out in that era? That's why I listed those people. Because if we're talking just who's the big three in rap, if we're going off history and we're going off their body of work,
I mean, in that era,
Wayne and Nas would be in the top three, and we would have this discussion.
If we gotta pick, like out of that group that you gave us, though, I mean, like, hey, look, I ain't got nothing against Nicki, you feel me? But I tell you this. It's like two halves of Nicki. First half Nicki was hot. Second half Nicki is not. It's just not the same, bro. Can't nobody tell me that her flow and spirit is the same. So nah, she just ain't. It ain't where it was. So nah, I'm not putting in the big three. I put Big Sean over her.
Honestly, I take Kendrick out before Cole just because Kendrick don't even be dropping like that. This last shit was weak. Motherfucker was trash. And you want to still be in the big three. Now, maybe as far as, you know, potential rapping ability, I understand. But at the same time, as far as recent times, Nigga, what the fuck reason you got to be in the big three? J. Cole's still fucking killing shit.
Lyrically. Lyrically, I think Kendrick would be up. I also think, okay, you right about the last one. Everybody hyped up the last one. It wasn't that. The ones before that, so Damn and Good Kid, Mad City. Those records, both of them records are iconic. So I think that's why he would be the big three.
Yeah, I mean, another thing about Kendrick, I feel like he's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm. True,
just like definitely. Just like Andre, oh, yeah. Andre 3000, we mentioned earlier, acquired taste. There's certain rappers common acquired taste. You know, like you just have to be into that because I've never really just been like an all out Kendrick stan. Like I ain't like nigga. Like yeah, his songs go hard. He ain't weak, but if you ask me, hey nigga, you ready to die? You can see one person in concert. Where you going? He gonna be like 8th, 9th.
Hell, he probably be 11th or 12th for me personally, but I understand why other people would put him higher. I'm just going off me personally. He'd probably be 11th or 12th.
Yeah, he's like 8th, 9th. I could at least take 7 niggas I probably see first.
Man, I think everybody we talked about I would go see before Kendrick. So that's why I say 11th or 12th. So I think Joe,
he can't be in the big three then if he's 11th, 12th on your death list.
Again, I was thinking of that era. That's why I keep going back to. So I was thinking of that era. Joe, I didn't get a chance. What do you think about the Ross record?
You know what, man? Luxurious is such a great word for this. It's good, but it ain't for me. It's like he's rapping to somebody in like another fucking, I don't know, it's not for the mainstream, I feel like. And I think that's, Joe,
I seen something, that, Joe, that said it was a champagne room music or a cigar room music. Is that the vibe you get?
I feel that. Yeah, I totally do. And I think that's a good thing. And also it's a bad thing. Like it's cool because it's so different and it's something unexpected. And it's kind of like, it's like, fuck, this dude's making a classy diss song. But also it's like, man, I don't think I'm going to picture too many people listening to this on repeat or, you know, more than one time, really.
It's upscale. And, they do get upscale vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. And whereas, you know, I listen to that Drake and fuck, man, I want to listen to that damn thing again already.
It doesn't. But that's what Drake does. Drake can make a hit. Yeah. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
You know, I've listened to it twice. And I, like I said, first time, I'm the impression that this is AI, so take it with a grain of salt. Second time, that this could possibly actually be it and just listen for what it is. And I liked it both times, but I need to listen to it again because I feel like maybe I missed some of it.
It's on streaming platforms, so, you know, it's real.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I know it's real now. He acknowledged it.
Yeah. So, all right, so... What y'all think? Where do we go from here? What is the next step? Are we going to get another Ross record? Are we going to get another Drake record? Are we going to get the Kendrick record? Because there was a Kendrick record that was floating around, but it was AI.
Hey, Ross did respond quick as hell, though. That shit was quick as fuck.
Ross responded quick. Oh, but Joe, you said something about this being real. Do you think it's not real?
It just seems so... I don't know, man. Like, I guess it's because I hadn't really been following a lot of stuff, you know, but it seems so out of nowhere and so just very formulaic, almost. It's like, here we are talking about, you know, like, hip-hop, everybody knows hip-hop is not in the state that it used to be in, you know what I'm saying, where it was, like, this big thing, you know, everybody's fucking, like, I even hate to say this, man, but goddamn, it seems like even country music is getting more popular right now than hip-hop.
Yeah, that's true.
And so what is hip-hop known for? Like, what is one thing that always brought the energy and the attention to hip-hop? Fucking beef.
True.
So you and suddenly you have like the the Olympic all-star, you know, team or whatever, all going at each other. And all the attention is right back on hip-hop, like, oh, shit, what's going on? And I'm just sitting here, like, and I'm listening to these songs, and I'm like, dude, this shit's cold, but also none of it is sounding like something where I'm like, oh, my fucking God, this guy just really, like, it ain't hit him up. This ain't nobody starting off with, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that is coming out of this. I hear some, like, little, like, slaps or something, you know, like fucking taps and little jabs, but nobody is going for the jugular. And that's what makes me wonder, like, is this real or is this all to like boost this?
So I can get what you're coming from, because like, but Joe, I think that's because we lived through different beef, like, yeah, you know, and you even more than me, because you got a few years on me. But we lived through like what real beef look like when they go to the streets, when it like this is like that's when Quentin said, what's the next steps? I said, well, I was thinking to myself, well, if it's real, somebody gotta get shot.
You know, dude, like, that's what I was thinking too when they said, what's the next step? It's like, well, typically we hope we don't get to that.
Well, yeah, we don't want to go there, but that's what we think.
I think the problem, well, not the problem, but the reason why, like, they all are actually friends and they all got history.
Yeah. And I think, so, you know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing.
I think they scared to cross the lines.
Yeah.
But the beef does seem a little commercial.
The Ross and Drake does seem commercial to me.
Like, that's the one that really fucking surprises me. It's like, these two guys have made how many songs together?
Yeah, that surprised me with Ross dropped there.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, this is like
right now.
This is like fucking this is like, you know, like if DJ Khaled was a manager, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like the mega powers, you know. This is like Savage and Hogan right here type shit. And suddenly they're fighting each other. I don't know, man.
Everybody been sending shots, so that's what made me think it's not fake. Like, I feel like Drake is just one of them dudes that's look like lovey dovey in person. Just be talking shit behind closed doors or something. I don't know what it is, but I mean, you seen what they said? The Weeknd took shots at him.
Oh yeah,
ASAP Rocky took shots at him.
But Drake didn't acknowledge Rocky. He didn't acknowledge his. He took shots back at Weeknd. He took shots at Future. He took shots at several Ross. He took shots at Metro, but he didn't even acknowledge ASAP.
ASAP, he didn't take shots at the Weeknd, right?
Yeah,
ASAP already won.
You know why? You know why that nigga didn't respond to ASAP though, right?
Yeah.
So Rihanna was like, just leave him alone.
Rihanna gave him a baby daddy. Rihanna gave him a man.
Because I heard that nigga Dre drop a remix of that Sexy Red. And then fuck my baby daddy to that nigga ASAP. that's what the rumor mill was saying.
Hey, we gonna see. I think we gonna see. But real quick, who y'all think we heard a record from first? I'm gonna ask each one of y'all. Joe, who you think we heard a record from first?
Who I think we hear a record from first? I feel like Future's up next.
Okay. All right, Will.
I don't know. I feel like I was wrong last time. I said I didn't think Drake was going to respond. If you go back and listen, you can hear the whole clip. But this time, I feel like he might drop the next record, because it seems like to be a lot of different people going at him. Mm-hmm. So if all you niggas got to come at me, I feel like Thanos, and you niggas is trying to be the Avengers. So I'm going to have to end one of you niggas real quick. So if I'm Drake, I'm coming back next.
All right. Red, who you think we hear a record from?
And I like that Thanos reference, man. But, man, I'm not sure, man. Maybe, you know, I'm going to be the odd man out just because I'm really not sure. We going to hear something from, well, damn. I'm going to say Kendrick. I was going to say Cole. And I don't know this shit. But he'll probably address the beef. I think on the fall off, he'll probably address it and stuff. But probably Kendrick.
Okay. I'm going with Will. I think it's gonna be Drake because I think Drake got another record. I think Drake already has another record. So
then we you think that was what that last like 10-second little clip was at the end of the
Yeah, I think Drake got another record. It was Drake warning, like, hey, I can go again if you want me to go again, because that's what he did with me. You took too long, but I'm gonna go again. Then by the time Meek responded, he buried me. It wasn't nothing Meek can do. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, who do you want to win though?
I don't care who wins, honestly.
You don't care?
Nah, I want to hear Kendrick and Drake go back and forth at each other. And I don't know, like, I'm dissing you. Like, Drake dissing comment. Steady scheming record. Now, I want you to dedicate a record to Kendrick, and I want Kendrick to dedicate a record to you. Because y'all two being, everybody hates Drake. Like, and you can see that now. But Kendrick been having beef with Drake for a while, and it's been bubbling up. This ain't new. And then Drake tries to laugh it off and pushes it off, and Kendrick always, like, he got a disregard, a distaste for Drake. So I won't, drop the record now. Forget it. Take the gloves off. Y'all go back and forth. It's what hip-hop is. It's what hip-hop is. So go ahead and go back at it. But, hey, man, thank y'all for joining. Thank y'all for listening. Red, I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me again, dog. Anytime.
Mr. President of Caucasian Relations, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, as always, man, it's been a pleasure.
Yes. And Mr. Break Glass himself, Will, my dog. Appreciate it.
You know I'll be here, man.
Yeah, I already know. But, we're going to get back to the Greatest Rappers list soon. Just got to work that out. And thank y'all to listen to Hold Up and Another Thing presented by Mixed Vibes Media. You know what it is. I'm your boy, Mr. Bell, a.k.a. Say Your Name Up on This Pod. And we're going to holler at y'all later.